Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. Got a packed show. We've got the new head coach of the Washington Capitals, Peter Laviolette, joining us at 8:20. You don't want to miss that. It's a Wednesday, so we go in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo.
Rizzo.
He will join us at 9. He's the GM of your Washington Nationals. And our pal Max Major, who was on America's Got Talent last night, he'll join us at 9:40. I believe the voting has wrapped up right now, so hopefully he will advance as you root for our guy Max, who has been coming to our show the last couple of years. So we're rooting for Max Major. Plus, it's a game show Wednesday. I believe we're going to give you a chance to win some great prizes coming up at 8:45 this morning. But right now, as we do every morning at this time, we give you the latest on the Washington football team as we hit the skins.
WFT, Washington football team.
Sounds to me like it should be a sponsored segment.
Don't you think it shouldn't?
Yeah, probably should be.
I can't believe it's not sponsored.
Should be sponsored. I should be wearing Redskins gear. Or Washington football team gear after dubs every week.
That's right.
Right? All right. So on Monday, we didn't know this, but on Monday, the Redskins worked out a bunch of guys. And it's standard, right? They do this all the time.
Yep.
I think it's kind of telling, though, that of the, let me see, the seven, eight guys that they brought in, four of them were wide receivers. Two of them were tight ends. Okay.
Right.
They brought in four receivers, two tight ends, and a quarterback. None of the names really jump out at you. Maybe a guy like Jason who plays college fantasy might know a lot of these guys. Hakeem Butler, I guess, is the biggest name. He was a fourth-round pick for the Cardinals who was out last year with an injury, and then they let him go. Right? He's one of these guys that had pretty good combine numbers too, you know.
Yeah. Like he's 4'4", a big kid.
40.
Went to Iowa State.
36-inch vertical, he's 6'5", 227. I mean, that looks like somebody you really want to take a hard look at. So the Redskins had him in. They had Jeff, I am assuming you pronounce it, Bidet. That's how you spell it. Jeff Bidet, Courtney Davis, Dylan Mitchell, then a couple tight ends, and then Jamar Smith, the quarterback. So here's what I was thinking. So yesterday, Mike Francesa puts out there into the internet world that he hears that the Browns are shopping OBJ, all right? And I'm thinking, this guy's 27 years old. He's a handful, but we got a need for a receiver. And then I know there's also, there's actually two Pro Bowl caliber receivers that are out there that are having contract situations or whatever, and Allen Robinson with the Bears, right? Both are 27 years old. Both are super productive. Now, I'd say OBJ has been more productive. I mean, clearly, when you total up the numbers, he has been. But, you know, he hasn't gotten in the end zone like he did his first 3 years in the league, and he's clearly a handful. Yeah. I'm assuming OBJ is more of a handful in a lot of ways than Allen Robinson.
But you have to give up a ton more, though. That's the problem is it sounds great. Would the Washington football team be interested in upgrading at receiver? Of course they would. And of course you would love to have Odell Beckham Jr. or Allen Robinson. But what is the price? And particularly Odell Beckham Jr., I think Cleveland gave up a ton to bring him there. And I'd be a little bit worried about Odell Beckham Jr. When I watch those games, he doesn't get the separation I think that he used to. And I think that Baker Mayfield, and I don't watch, you know, the all 22 film, but when I watch those games, it seems like Baker Mayfield is constantly trying to jam it into Odell Beckham Jr. because he has that type of persona where he's demanding the ball, right? But he's not as open as he used to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Isn't he also known, though? I mean, he's only 5'11". I just have known him for some of these acrobatic catch, these strong hands.
Sure. Known for
remember all the highlight plays he had in New York?
Yeah.
He would do that all the time.
I mean, just a strong bull of a receiver. But he hasn't put up the numbers that he did a few years ago. Maybe he's got slower. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have that separation.
Or maybe he's just not happy.
He doesn't strike me as a Ron Rivera locker room type of guy.
He doesn't.
If you're going to give me the choice of those two and you probably have to give up less to get Robinson, I'd take him.
You go after Robinson. So even if OBJ is available, what if he's available and the cost is the same? Robinson, OBJ.
I would go with Odell Beckham Jr. Odell's better. I mean, he is better. He might be more to deal with. We can open it up to callers. 800-636-1067. What do you want the Washington football team to do? There are two receivers out there in Odell Beckham Jr. and Allen Robinson, both Pro Bowl quality. Of course, Odell, the bigger name. Would you want them to go after one, both, any of them, neither of them?
You could even throw in there or sign one of these young guys or these free agents that are out there.
Yeah,
would you be interested in a guy like a Hakeem Butler who's got, like, on paper? I don't understand why Arizona gave up on him. On paper, he seems to have all the tools.
I think if he's healthy.
What was his injury?
I don't know. He missed all of last year with an injury, and they released him. He runs a 4.4. He's got a 128-inch broad jump, 36-inch vertical. And he's 6'5", 227 pounds.
By the way, the Giants got a bonanza in the deal for Beckham. They got a first-rounder, a third-rounder, and Jabril Peppers in that deal.
It'll be a huge cost for Odell Beckham Jr. I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't. The Washington football team would not have to give up a package of that size.
I understand
to get him.
That.
His stock has plummeted.
It still would be a heavy cost. 800-636-1067. As weak as I think the receiving core is on the Washington football team. And by the way, I know that EB and Cakes are more sold on Logan Thomas. Not sold on it at all. One of those, actually a couple of those catches were nothing. I didn't, on some plays I saw no separation from Logan Thomas. You saw Haskins trying to jam him in to Thomas a couple times when he wasn't open at all. Like, I'm not so sure if he's getting open that much. A couple of those plays were schemed up, and he had a tight end screen. So I'm not sold on Logan Thomas. I think they desperately need to upgrade the receiving core. But I don't know if you go after guys that you're going to have to trade away draft picks for. And I'm sure.
So maybe you sign one of these free agents.
Yeah,
maybe sign one of the four guys that you brought in to work out.
I would kick the tires on Butler. I just read he had a broken hand. All right, so I assume that his hand is healed. He's fine.
So that's not going to slow him down.
It's curious why he was cut. Don't know why he was cut in Arizona. But I would kick the tires on him just because of the size. But I would go after Robinson. I think Robinson would be the better team guy. He had 98 catches last year, I think. Cakes, was it 98?
I can double check his numbers.
Yeah,
98 for 11, basically 1150 in 7 end zone trips.
He might not have the athletic ability that a OBJ, but he probably doesn't bring the baggage.
All right, are there any Washington football fans that are up right now?
Would you give up a second round pick though? Let's say that they demand a player and a second round pick.
Yes.
Would you be willing to give up a second rounder for Allen Robinson?
Yes.
Yes, because you're not going to get an Allen Robinson with the second round pick.
I would give up a second rounder for OBJ, too. I would take that handful in his duty and everything. I don't care.
Maybe.
I would be psyched.
I'd play a little more hardball with OBJ, third round pick or fourth.
Because he's such a handful.
We should point out, because I read this yesterday, that when it comes to Allen Robinson, he's denied, or his agent has denied, that they're seeking a trade. But there's definitely a lot swirling.
There's unrest. There. He may not have officially sought one, but you can make some phone calls. And I'm sure teams are,
inquiring
about his availability.
Jr., as you said, Mike Francesa is the one who threw it out there, and some are kind of disregarding it because it's Mike Francesa. I don't know. You know, he's not Adam Schefter. He's not as plugged in as other NFL sources.
Well, it's not like he's lit the world on fire in Cleveland. You could see a scenario where they're ready to move on. You could totally see a scenario where they're ready to move on.
Yeah, you think they don't regret giving up all that draft capital to bring him in there?
Jason, here's another guy of the four that they worked out. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as far as I know, they didn't sign any of them. But the receiver from Oklahoma, Jeff Badette, that dude ran a 4.2. Now I'm interested, right? You want some more speed opposite McLaurin? Right. He ran a 4.2 and he had a 39.5 vertical.
And where was he released?
Undrafted free agent from Oklahoma back in 2018.
No, I understand that, but was he with a team?
I think he's just out there. Okay. I think he's just out there.
Guys who are just out there are out there for a reason.
I know, but sometimes you find a diamond in the rough.
Maybe.
I mean, it's possible, but that's what they thought Cam Sims was.
I'd rather go after a guy who's more established. First of all, if Akeem Butler is just a freebie, I'd look at him, but I'd go after a guy who's established, who's proven himself. So I'd go after one of those.
Or maybe Rivera's just going to play the long game and try to develop the young guys like Sims and Gandy Golden once he's healthy, and then draft a relatively inexpensive wide receiver in the first or second round next year.
Yeah, you go after Jamar
Maybe
Chase.
That's the plan.
I don't hate Akeem Butler because he was on my college fantasy team a couple seasons ago.
And he was a monster.
He's a beast.
Absurd in college.
Right.
But again, as Jason just said, there's a reason sometimes that these guys are out there. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you think the Washington football team should do? You saw game one. Terry McLaurin had 5 catches, but they didn't really get much production out of the receivers. Logan Thomas did catch a touchdown pass and had 4 catches for, I think, 37 yards. But they certainly could use some help in terms of weapons.
Remember, Logan Thomas, and we'll go to the calls here in a second, 800-636-1067. Logan Thomas is not Jordan Reed. You know what I mean? He's not that guy.
I think JP's expecting or hoping that he turns into Travis Kelce. Or
what he's
going
to
be is
a red zone guy, hopefully, that catches 6 or 8 touchdowns this year. That'd be pretty special.
8 touchdowns for him? The brass in
that's
Asper,
like
we'd
a
thrilled.
Lot of,
we'd
I say 6 to 8. I said 6
they would
to eight.
They would love 6. I would love that.
I think that's reasonable.
Sure.
If he's the red zone threat that he was all through.
He's not going to, JP, he's not going to be Gronk in his prime. You have to scrub that from your brain.
Understood, yeah. Cakes. But they can get better. I'm not sold that he's even above average. I think he might be below average. And I think that the number 2 receiver who this week was Dontrell Inman / Stephen Sims Jr., below average. So they need to get better.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Matt in Fairfax. Line 1 there, Valdez. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. What do you think?
Morning, guys. I think OBJ's a no. If they're trying to move in a direction with less drama, he may not be as negative as some of the other stupid stuff that's taking place, but I just don't think they need the drama. And then the other piece would be, I know we won Sunday, but I don't think we're winning the Super Bowl this year, so I'd love to see the organization not go into a crazy contract. That's another total waste.
Right. Would you be interested in Allen Robinson? Would you be just happy with what they have? Maybe sign a free agent? You know, what would you do to upgrade?
I think we can go happy with what they have because it didn't look great. You know, if we can get the production out of Robinson without, a crazy contract, fine. But maybe it's time just to continue to try to develop. You look at some of the other organizations that always perennially, do better than we do. They develop guys, too. So we might be better off not wrapping ourselves into a contract that's another waste.
Right.
Well, here's a question. If you're going after OBJ.
Thanks, Matt.
If you're going after OBJ, he's not happy with Baker Mayfield and that offense. And Mayfield is clearly, even though he's had a bad couple of years, well, not a bad couple of years, bad last year, rookie year was good. But he can't, he's better than Haskins. So is he going to be happy when Haskins is throwing a ball to his feet?
Probably I don't know.
You know, you got to factor in the quarterback, too. Just because you bring in this guy doesn't mean he's going to put up those numbers that he did in New York. Is he more of a threat? Yeah, but, Haskins still has to get him the ball.
I think if you look at OBJ, where he ranks right now, too, in terms of receivers, it's pretty low, in some of these Pro Football Focus grades.
Right. And then you're bringing him in and he's making $14.5 million against your cap. Are you really willing to spend that amount of money for a guy who's not ultra-productive? If you're spending $14.5 million on a wide receiver, You want like Julio Jones type production. I mean, top level production.
The salary alone realistically takes them out of the equation.
You would think.
You know, because they're paying Alex $20 million and he's not even dressing.
But a couple of years ago, he was considered the best receiver in the game.
Correct.
He really was. Like now we talk about Julio Jones and DeAndre Hopkins and some of the other guys, but Odell Beckham Jr. was right there a couple seasons ago.
Well, you put his first 3 years in the league up against anybody's in terms of touchdowns.
Yep.
12, 13, and 10.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. What do you think the Washington football team should do? Already after week one, there are a couple names floated out there in terms of being available via trade. Would you consider trading for a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. or Allen Robinson from the Chicago Bears? We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Packs show today. We'll have the new head coach of the Washington Capitals join us in an hour. That's Peter Laviolette. Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM, is joining us at 9, and we're going to connect with Max Major, who was on America's Got Talent, our pal. He was on there last night in the semifinal round. Hopefully he'll get through to the finals. We'll talk to him at 9:40, but we're talking about some of these rumors swirling already after week one in the NFL, and they have to do with a couple of wide receivers who apparently aren't happy, including Odell Beckham Jr. in Cleveland. By the way, in his first game against the Ravens, he had 3 catches for 22 yards.
And he was targeted a bunch, too. He was targeted, I want to say, 10 or 11 times in that game.
Right.
I think it was 10.
I'm telling you, that's what happens all the time with him. I've watched a lot of it, and I'm sure there's, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on your quarterback when you have a star receiver to jam it into him. And that's my sense when I've watched some Cleveland Brown games, is that Baker Mayfield is forcing the issue to Odell. And he just doesn't seem as open as he used to be in the past. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when you're targeted that many times, either the quarterback is awful, maybe you're not as open, like something's going on there.
Or maybe you're an inefficient wide receiver and you're not bringing in the targets that are being afforded to you.
Well, let's be honest, Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey are pretty damn good corners.
That's a very good point.
But, I mean, it's happened throughout his tenure there in Cleveland. 800-636-1067. So would you be interested in Odell? And the other guy's Allen Robinson. And there are kind of mixed reports as to whether or not he wants out of Chicago. But I could see him wanting out. I mean, he's got Mitch Trubisky as his quarterback.
He just wants an extension. Look, he's in the final year of a deal, 3-year, $42 million. He wants to get paid, probably like all these premier receivers. He's put up kind of premier stats in the last couple of years. So, you know, I mean, I think it's just posturing from – this happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that if Chicago wants a true number one for Trubisky or whoever the quarterback is in the future, they'll give him an extension. But, you know, this doesn't mean he's going to get traded.
Let me throw in another curveball here. So you could go after the receivers, and clearly they're looking, right? They bring in 7 players. 4 of them are wide receivers. 2 of them are tight ends. But, you know, as JP pointed out, Pro Football Focus says that Washington's line allowed 17 pressures on 36 dropbacks, tied for the second worst pass blocking efficiency in the league.
Behind who? The Eagles?
I'm not sure. And of those, yeah. And of those 17 pressures, Christian and Martin were responsible for 9 of them. Jerron Christian at left tackle was ranked dead last amongst left tackles in week one. Wes Martin, not much better, 71st of 72 guards.
71st.
Oh.
Okay.
Who was worse?
Every guy who comes in, they look at, because you know, we have Pro Football Focus Tuesdays. We had Bruce Gradkowski on the show yesterday. They look at every snap. They look at it in detail.
Yeah.
So, and that's how bad they were.
So should they maybe be bringing in some more big guys up front?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised to
see
that.
Add some depth.
Well, remember, sure, they drafted Sadiq Charles.
Okay, so, but he's not even a factor right
now. True, but I think they believe that Charles will be a starter ultimately.
They're hoping.
Yeah, I mean, that might be more of a long play, obviously. I mean, it's not something that's going to happen in week two.
They need immediate help. Why not call Donald Penn, who did a decent job? He's 100, but he did a decent job. He wouldn't rank dead last at left tackle every week.
Yeah.
Hey, why not call him?
He's a good depth piece, and he's willing to come back and get paid. It's worth a call.
I mean, come on. We can't afford this. If we want Haskins to continue to develop, they can't have the second worst pass blocking efficiency week in and week out. Yeah. That's just going to – it's like a non-starter. You can't have that. I love the win last week, but, you know, you can't be that bad up front.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Do you want the Washington football team at 1-0 to make a move for a wide receiver like Odell Beckham Jr. or Allen Robinson of the Chicago Bears, two guys who reportedly are on the trading block?
All right. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Buzz. Buzz, are you there? You're on with the Junkies.
Yeah. I would certainly not go for Beckham because he's just a malcontent nowadays, and he would be too costly. I would go for Robinson if they wouldn't. I wouldn't give up a number one draft pick for him. And of course, if the contract was outrageous, I wouldn't do that either. But a left tackle is really needed. But I don't know who's on the market for that.
Well, I mean, if you trade for Robinson, you're going to have to redo his deal or extend him or get him in line with some of the top receivers in the game.
Right,
like
that's
he's
what
that
he wants.
Good.
He wants an extension.
Well, they paid Richardson what, $10 million a year, and he was
I think
a
he
bust.
Got like eight. Yeah, like
it
eight,
was $8 million
something around there.
Okay.
It was a lot, especially for the production they got out of him.
Right, and if Robinson's last deal, you said, was 3 years, 42?
Well, he's in the last year of that deal, yeah.
Right, so he's going to want a significant
He's going to want an Amari Cooper type of deal.
I'm in the minority here. I don't love Allen Robinson, and I'm just looking at his career numbers. He's been over 1,000 yards twice. So comes out of Penn State, goes to Jacksonville, right? He had one monster year where he had 1,400 yards receiving. And
it was like his second
touchdowns.
Year in the league, right?
But then if you look at every year thereafter, until last season, where he had 98 balls and went over 1,000, pretty pedestrian. Now, I guess he was hurt in 2017.
Well, think about it.
He had Bortles
throwing to him and Trubisky throwing to him.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Stat, watch the games. He can play. He's a good receiver.
He's good. I agree. He's good.
He had 98 catches with Trubisky throwing to him.
He's better than good.
He's not better than good.
He may not be elite, Valdez's favorite word, but he's better than good. He's in between there somewhere.
Who would be cheaper in terms of a trade package?
I mean, I would think Robinson would be. He just doesn't have that production.
I don't think the Bears are really into trading him.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
They should be.
He's young. He's their number one. I mean, who knows if they're a playoff team this year, but, I mean, you need a true number one.
You know, part of it, too, is on Robinson because I believe it was down to the Bears and the Packers when he signed his most recent deal, and he chose to re-sign with the Bears. So part of this is on Robinson. It's not all on the Bears and them just being inept and stupid.
Well, maybe that
deal
was
better. He inked the contract.
Was the deal better than what the Packers were offering?
I'm sure it probably was.
Well, you would probably do the same thing, too.
You know what was better? Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball instead of Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah,
so I mean,
these
sometimes
guys go for the money. You know, that.
I know they generally do.
Most people do. All right, 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you? Would you go for one of the big name receivers? Would you sign a free agent? Would you stand pat? Would you try to add depth to the line? What would you do to tweak this team? Let's go to Dom Richmond. Dom, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey,
Dominic.
Hey, awesome. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Dom. Man. What do you think?
Hey, so I'll start with First, I want to start with the Hakeem Butler thing. I liked him a lot coming out of the draft, personally, but he's kind of like one of those guys who was a good 50-50 ball guy, great body control, inconsistent hands that made great acrobatic catches, but he was a raw route runner. And I think that's what we got in Kenny Golden. So if you kind of the same guy in a sense, granted, you know, Hakeem Butler came out of a bigger school. Now, the last time we got ahead of a guy with over 90 catches, I think it was in 2015 with Pierre Garçon.
Right.
And like I do, we would get, look how solid we were that year. You know, so there's something to be said about that. So my vote would go to the Allen Robinson thing. And but also I agree we should try to go get Donald Penn.
Right?
So that's what I got.
Why wouldn't you make an emergency phone call? Hit the bat phone.
Is he the best guy available?
Well, I just know he did the job last year, and that left side was serviceable. Now
I know getting good left tackles off the street is like winning lottery ticket, but
right.
Is that the best guy?
I think he's better than Christian. I just know the left side. Now, also, the guy they moved to guard, I can't even remember. He ended up in Miami, right? What was the guy's name?
Eric Flowers.
Flowers. Oh. Flowers played, like, way better than anybody thought. I said all along, I thought the left side played better than the right side last year. Now we're back at the left side's poop, you know?
Right. You have stability on the right with Sheriff and Moses.
Right. And listen, we've been spoiled because we had Trent Williams there for so many years at left tackle.
Did you see the viral video of Trent, by the way, destroying
he crushed
a linebacker in the Niners game?
He just crushed
But you know what? There is a video that was out there also of Morgan Moses crushing a guy.
That's
now,
true.
That one didn't go as viral, but it was out there, and Morgan just totally pancaked the dude. So, you know, it's just a weakness.
My guess, though, is, and we can go around the room, my guess is they're not going to make any of these moves that we're talking about, right? You don't expect Ron Rivera in week one to make a splash and trade for one of these bigger names, do you?
Not really.
No.
I think it's
the cost
much more
is
likely,
too much.
Yeah,
more likely one of these guys, street free agents, walks in and they see what they have with them rather than part with the draft capital and shake up the roster that way.
I would
and
agree.
I never get too excited about those moves, because as much as I liked Hakeem Butler when he was on my college football fantasy team,
right,
he's going to be in the same spot that Cam Sims is. The guys that you talk about on the back end that never do anything.
Well, Hakeem Butler has as many pro catches as JP does.
Yeah,
I mean, he's
done.
He hasn't suited up for an NFL game.
I mean,
he
obviously is a physical presence. He was a really good receiver in that conference.
Sometimes these guys just need an opportunity,
but maybe they're just not good enough. They can't separate.
Maybe. Notice. I don't know. I like the numbers.
It's easier to separate from the corner at Texas Tech than it is for the guy.
I agree.
49.
But I mean, if you guys use your logic, then you know Steven Sims wouldn't be on.
Hakeem Butler did run a 4.48 at 6'5", and what he weighs. He's probably 210,
227. I think.
I didn't realize he weighed that much.
Big dude.
Yep. He can move.
Big dude who can move. I mean, who couldn't use that?
Well, let's see. I mean,
if you guys use that logic, Steven Sims, you guys would just be like, And, you know, he's proven he can play slot in this league.
Well, the difference between him is he's got that all-out speed. You know?
He's got the quickness, I think, more than
speed.
The speed
and the quickness, right?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the
phones. And he can return kicks.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Let's go out to Al in Tysons. Al, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just going to say, if you are going to go, you know, after a wide receiver, why wouldn't you go after OBJ versus Allen Robinson? I mean, they're not even in the same category as far as being elite wide receivers. But OBJ is under contract, whereas Allen Robinson, you're going to have to provide some type of great trade asset and a new contract, probably over $15 million a year, $16 million. It just doesn't make sense. I would say go for OBJ. We know what he can do. He's top five wide receiver in the league. If he had, you know, better offensive systems that would feed him the ball more. And you add him to this team, it opens up so much more for the running game. Even from a marketing standpoint, the Washington football team would have someone that is a household name that they could start selling jerseys with and use in more marketing promo.
Well, the only problem is you're inheriting the bigger contract. And I understand what you're saying, but he's got about $42 million left on his deal. So do they want to inherit that? I don't know.
Right. You know trying to look and see where.
Well, we get to watch Odell Beckham Jr. tomorrow night, right? Thursday night football?
Yeah, it's scintillating.
Cincy and Cleveland, right?
Intra-Ohio matchup. Yep, Cleveland.
If he doesn't
and
put
Cincy.
Up bigger numbers than his three catches in week one, you'd be shocked. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night as you got Joe Burrow against Baker Mayfield, and you'll be able to see Odell Beckham Jr. Obviously, both those guys would be great fits for the Washington football team. The problem is, you know, I think it would cost a ton for both of them.
I'm trying to see where OBJ ranks.
But JP still got to give him the ball.
That's true.
I mean, Haskins was missing open receivers.
It looks like OBJ ranks around, I don't know, 25 or 30 or so, something like that. And Pro Football Focus right now.
In terms of the week one rankings?
Or
just overall?
It's hard for me to tell if it's just week one or if it's based on last year. It's hard for me to tell because I'm not a member, apparently, at Pro Football Focus. Shouldn't I have some sort of passcode for that?
Got to get that password from old Drabby, from one Matt Cahill.
Yeah, get me signed up for that.
He's the gatekeeper.
I think ultimately they're not going to go for either one of them. I think they're just too kind of locked in salary-wise. I mean, again, the Alex Smith thing is really prohibitive. You know, they're paying him $20 million bucks. He's not even dressing.
Right.
You know, so as much as we love the story, it kind of handcuffs him. And plus, I do think that Ron Rivera is a character guy, and he's not going to tolerate this stuff. One thing that jumped out at me, I don't know if it jumped out at you, is it just seemed like, I don't know, it seemed like some good guys in there in that locker room.
They always look like good guys after a win, EB. Yeah, when you get to watch a rah-rah speech.
But I think they've gotten rid of the bad apples.
They always seem like good guys.
Yeah, but I think they've gotten rid of the bad apples.
He doesn't want to deal with the OBJ shenanigans.
Yeah. Rivera wants no part of that. I know they got rid of Darius Geis, but they kept...
They got rid of the safety.
They kept Reuben Foster. I mean, I think it just depends.
I will say this, that if the Skins traded for OBJ, great for the show.
Absolutely. Yeah,
because
amazing for the show.
The duty jokes?
Well, he's just a character, big persona, you know, big name, duty. I mean, he's got it all.
He's got the complete package. Yeah.
Right.
All right, remember, we are going to have Peter LaViolette, the new head coach of the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:20. It's a game show Wednesday. Give you a chance to win some great prizes coming up at 8:45. And Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM at 9, all right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You don't want to miss Peter LaViolette, the new head coach of the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:20. Go around the NFL here momentarily with the Junkies Blitz. I just wanted to bring up something about women just being clueless.
Be
careful
first
here.
First preface this by years ago I went on a cruise.
Controversial.
Years ago, I went on a cruise.
Google 670 the score.
Yeah, right.
I went on a cruise with my wife, and we went to the gym. And I went over to a little section of dumbbells while she was on a treadmill. We were the only people in the gym except for the guy trainer who was there. I would assume that was his shift, and he's there to help anybody who's there, right? So I'm going about my business, and then I see the guy kind of mosey up to my wife, and he starts talking to her, and he's there for literally 15 minutes, and I'm just doing my weight thing. But I knew what was going on. The guy's clearly hitting on her. And as we left the gym, I was like, how was it with that guy hitting on you? And she's like, he wasn't hitting on me. He was asking me questions about my exercise routine, right? And so we had this debate for years and years. It's not like we ever went back to this guy and said, hey, were you hitting on her? But it was obvious. So she tells me the other night she teaches a class called Gluteus Max Out over at Lifetime Fitness.
Nice.
And as she teaches the class.
Cakes could use, could use that.
I could be the only guy in the class.
Everyone was running to that zing.
I need to go get a, I need a bubble butt.
So as she teaches the class, a fellow trainer, a guy, like 25 years old, she said, younger, comes up to her and says, hey, if you need to learn some new moves to implement into your class, why don't we get together? My wife doesn't think that the guy's hitting on her, doesn't even consider that. He's a 25-year-old guy. I'm not going to give my wife's age, but she's not 25. And anyway, the next day, the guy sees her and says, do you want to see those moves that I was telling you about, right? Mm. And so
now she knows what those moves are.
Clueless, doesn't think anything about it.
I got them from Brett.
They go over to, like, the power plate machine, and Jess hasn't used that for those type of exercises. And shocker, the guy asked her out. Like, yeah. It's so obvious that it was going to happen. But why are women so clueless?
I don't know.
Like,
do
guys ever just go up to a girl at a gym? Like, this is what I told her. I was like, I've never, ever just gone up to a girl at a gym and say, hey, let me show you some exercises. The only way that's ever going to happen is if you're actually
grasping. Well, the gym, first of all, is notorious for that. That it's notorious for guys.
Like, well, just testosterone is raging, and pre-workout is going through all the guys' veins.
All the guys are trying to get their pump.
Yeah, they're just completely pumped up.
I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say that your wife is playing you a little bit. She knows that he's
She kind of likes
the attention. You better start flirting. You better get over there and send
some flowers.
Your game, yeah.
The guy's cover can be he's a coworker. But still, even coworkers, I just generally believe, maybe that's the old school when Harry met Sally mentality in me, that guys generally aren't reaching out to women to become friendly and just give them tips.
Generally,
they're not.
Generally, that's not true. Right. So you're 100% right, and you were proven right. I'm just saying, Jess is just playing you a little bit. She's not stupid. She knows the guys flirt with her a little bit, and she likes a little of the attention.
No, no,
why
no.
not?
I know.
Come on.
Going back to the cruise thing, they don't think that at first. They think the best of guys.
These guys
right?
are being helpful.
So the best of guys, and it's a fellow trainer. She's just finishing her class, and the guy says, "Hey, I might have a couple new exercises that you can throw into your
class. Watch my dong press."
Right. Yeah. What was that exercise that Falwell Jr. was doing? Did you see that with when he had the barbell on his Johnson, and he was doing like hip thrusts? Yes. I mean, he was wearing clothes, but he was in the gym, and he was doing hip thrusts with the barbell on his, basically on his Johnson.
Oh, okay. I kind of know what you're talking
about. It's quite
about.
A move.
I know that lift.
Yeah, right?
Where women
yeah.
do like kind of a bridge.
Kind of, essentially. Yeah.
I've seen that. Anyway,
so Jess wasn't wearing a ring, obviously.
No, she wears a ring.
Oh.
He didn't care.
Do you guys care about a ring? Cares. Guys don't care
I mean,
about
I
that.
I would think that they would notice it and maybe stay away. Yeah,
no,
I would think
said,
that they would.
She said she immediately said that she was married. And the guy's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Right, he's just
but
a dog.
I was like, I just told him, "It's like, guys aren't coming up to you just to chit chat about exercises. It just doesn't
But I
happen.
Think that I think a lot of women know that. I'm stunned that Jess didn't realize that. But there are some. There are some that are like that. You're right, but I don't think the majority.
No, because
I think the majority know.
There are some. Male-female relationships, which can be just friends and friendly.
Of course, I mean, of course, I have friends that are female, but generally, if they're hollering at you at a gym and asking to show you exercises,
See the places it's the gym. It's such a sexually charged,
right?
You know,
and I mean, that's just
is,
a notorious no, spot
the other thing
for
is,
people.
And Valdez, you can speak on this.
Chicks are wearing the tightest yoga pants known to man. Guys have their sleeves ripped off.
Yeah, but that's
showing off their veins.
That's her place of work, though. So she's not having that mindset that every other girl has at the gym.
Correct,
because she's just there all the time.
She's there all the time. She's working. She's, you know, trying to pick up tips for training. That's where I actually could see this happening easily.
And that's where his angle is. He probably has, you know, his uniform, which has his name tag on it, and he's looking like he's a trainer, but he's angling.
His
I'm not
uniform.
Saying that he's not a trainer.
It's like a moisture-wicking shirt. Come on. That's a
uniform.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
You know how many pornos I've seen where the personal trainer ends up banging on a squat rack?
Probably 1,000.
Right? That's quite. It's just such an obvious setup.
It's such a cliche.
But the so
other,
cliche.
The other factor is, and Valdez, maybe you can speak on this, because I haven't gone back to the gym because I've got shoulder issues, so I'm kind of out on lifting. All I'm doing is running.
Yeah.
Is that from what I've heard, the gym is, there's hardly anybody there.
Yeah.
So at peak hours, it's still kind of hopping, but relatively.
Do they have like circles painted on the mats and stuff?
Yeah, they like have little X's taped down.
And that's
to help you you with your social distancing. They have some machines that are turned off.
Do they have
treadmills
like
or like every other treadmill?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are pretty good about keeping their mask on while they lift and making sure they wipe down stuff. I still claim that the gym is probably one of the most or it was probably one of the cleanest places that you could go. Cuz they have people constantly wiping down stuff after you.
Well, and the whole thing is, go ahead.
And then everyone, they have a million sani stations all over the place.
Right. Well, the big thing is like ventilation, that kind of thing. If they have good ventilation, high ceilings, you know, keep the doors open, that kind of thing, that's about the best thing they could do.
All right, let me give you a couple stories here for the Junkies Blitz, fill you in on what's going on, especially with some fantasy angles. Michael Thomas, of course, somebody that's drafted either in the first or second round of every fantasy football
draft. Oh, he's a first rounder. I mean, unless you have a six-team draft, he's a first rounder.
Bad news on the injury front for the wide receiver. He has a high ankle sprain that they say is worse than originally believed. The team now expects him to miss several weeks.
That hurts.
That means Emmanuel Sanders arrow pointing straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up, just like that trainer's certain part of his body.
Right, just the trainer's dong.
Jess.
I think Jared Cook and Kamara just get a lot more looks.
Yeah, absolutely. Pick up the slack.
Speaking of injuries and running backs, New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell, who opened training camp by predicting a career year, he was placed on IR Tuesday with a pulled hamstring.
Yeah, I stayed away from him in every single fantasy draft. Why would you pick a washed-up Lev Bell who already had injury issues heading into the season? No thank you.
I picked up Frank
Pass.
Gore. Cakes.
That's a smart move. He'll see the ball 12 or 15 times.
I hate the waiver process in fantasy. If you're on top of it, you're paying attention, you should be rewarded.
Agreed.
If you get to a guy first.
Yes.
I made so many waiver claims, and I was about 10% successful.
Like I've said for many years, waivers are the domain of the lazy and the uninformed.
The waiver wire rule is for losers.
They reward laziness.
I agree.
And the dum-dums.
I lost in my Nats league. I lost to my son in the father-son league. I squeezed out one win in fantasy in my three leagues in week one.
All right, at least you got a win.
I had the lowest score in the league, in the Nats for Good league.
Uh-oh.
The lowest of the week.
Oh, no.
I think my team scored 76.5 points.
Cakes,
how hard that is to do?
Are you still doing your high-stakes league?
I am, yes.
How's that one going?
Yeah, how'd that go?
1-0.
Oh, nice. Came you get a weekly pot?
Came in second place in the weekly side pot. If Derrick Henry could have scored on that pass where he got brought down at the one,
right,
we scooped the full weekly pot. We got second place.
Do you have any side action in that too?
I have 40% of the weekly pot. So we won 500. I get 40% of that. But every week is a minefield. Like if we don't finish in the top two of the side hustle, it's $500 out of pocket.
Oh.
Now, for me, it's 200.
I would not enjoy watching games.
Oh, it's a sweat.
I would not enjoy it.
Don't think it's not a sweat.
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't do that. Count me out. Unless I win the Powerball, count me out on the high stakes league.
Last note to mention.
By the way, JP, any Miles Sanders info?
I need.
I don't have any Miles Sanders info.
Come on, let's get on this.
Find out what's up with him.
Let's find out what's going on with his hammy, JP.
Hold up. I can get on the Google.
I have the news.
He's
getting more work, and they're hoping he's ready for week two.
Yeah.
That's the latest on Miles Sanders.
And that's similar to the James Conner deal, which is the nugget that I was going to give you, is that Mike Tomlin says the Steelers are going to leave the light on for him approaching week two.
Oh, they're doing is that the Chris Cook bit? Such a good song.
Uh-huh.
We left the light on. It's so good. American Idol.
That's the Maggie Rogers bit.
So yesterday we mentioned this, but I think it's worth getting back into because I saw on social media on our Junkies Facebook page, there are over 200 comments about this. Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington football team, he left the light on for the possibility that they will remain the Washington football team. How do you feel about that? We'll open up the phone lines next at 800-636-636. 1067, would you be distraught or is it growing on you? And would you be okay with them remaining the Washington football team with the numbers on the helmet and this kind of look? 800-636-1067. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.